Ezekiel 25. These are prophecies against various nations that are around Judah at the time when the Babylonians were attacking Judah. And you see how even Gentile people are somehow responsible to God to some degree. He sees and knows absolutely everything, absolutely every sin of everybody. Every action, every thought, every word. His knowledge is amazing. Son of man, set your face toward the people of Ammon. Hear the word of the Lord. And I think hear the word of the Lord means accept this is true and repent. We read a few chapters ago in Ezekiel of how the king of Babylon came to a parting in the ways on his military campaign, and he thought, shall I attack Rabbah of the children of Ammon, or shall I attack Jerusalem in Judah? Which shall I do first? And I think they had the choice, and God wants them to repent. Because you said, aha, against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was made desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity, therefore, behold, I will deliver you to the people of the east for a possession, and they shall set their encampments in you and make their dwellings in you. They shall eat your fruit, and they shall drink your milk. So it was because they rejoiced when other people were condemned, especially the people of God. God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, and he's very sensitive to the attitudes of people, to those who are condemned. Instead of saying, aha, yeah, that person's been condemned, that person's a sinner, aha, I'll grab what's theirs, or I am better than them. God is very, very sensitive to that, and he judges it. I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and the people of Ammon a resting place for flocks, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Even those Gentiles were to eventually recognize, through their condemnation, that God is Yahweh. You will recognize me. For thus says the Lord, because you clapped your hands, stamped with the feet, and rejoiced with all the despite of your soul against the land of Israel, therefore, behold, I have stretched out my hand upon you, and will deliver you for a spoil to the nations, and I will cut you off from the peoples, and I will cause you to perish out of the countries. I will destroy you. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because Moab and Seir, that's Edom, say, behold, the house of Judah is just like all the other nations. Therefore, behold, I will open the side of Moab from the cities, from his cities which are on his frontiers, the glory of the country, Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim, to the people of the east, to go against the people of Ammon. I will give them for a possession, that the people of Ammon may not be remembered among the nations. Well, these nations that are being mentioned, Edom, Moab, Ammon, they were all sort of relatives of the Jews, because Esau is Edom, and Esau was Jacob's brother. And Moab and Ammon were the children of Lot, who was Abraham's nephew. So they are being unkind towards their brothers, the children of Israel, Jacob. And for that, they are so heavily condemned. They could have been condemned for worshipping idols, doing all sorts of things, but God chose to focus upon their attitude to their brothers, even though their brothers were very weak, and to condemn them for it. And you've got to take a lesson from that, that one reason we have church life, that is, relationship with brothers and sisters in Christ, is so that we can demonstrate and develop our love for our brothers. And if you despise people because they are weak and you rejoice at their fall, even though they are your brothers, God is very sensitive to that. I will execute judgments on Moab, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Because Edom dealt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, joining in with the Babylonians, he has greatly offended. This is a great sin, to hate your brother, even if he's a bit distant from you. I will stretch out my hand on Edom, and will cut off man and animal from it. I will make it desolate. From T-man even to D-dan, they'll fall by the sword. I will lay my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel. Well, that's going to be in the future, when God's people revive and he uses them for judgment. Thus says the Lord, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge, and have taken vengeance with despite of soul to destroy for the old enmity. In other words, because they remembered how there's been tension between them and the people of Judah going right back many generations, remember David killing Goliath and so on, because they remembered the old enmity, behold, I will stretch out my hand on the Philistines and destroy the rest of the seacoast. I will execute great vengeance on them with wrathful rebukes, and I shall lay my vengeance on them. So they wanted revenge for the old enmity, the old arguments, and God says, and I will then take vengeance on you then. There's all sorts of old arguments that we may have. It could be with your siblings, with your brother or sister. It could be with your parents or with your children, or people you know, people at church, people in the workplace, people you once worked with or whatever. Things go wrong, don't they, in relationships. But if you bear that enmity, if you take that bitterness with you through the years, through the decades, through, as it was in this case, the generations, God will judge you for that. We have got to let things go rather than endlessly taking vengeance for what you did 20 years ago or years ago when we were kids or whatever. Because that's not how God deals with you. And if that's how you deal with others, what if God deals with you that way? Or 20 years ago, you sinned on that Friday afternoon at 3:22 p.m. in the afternoon, GMT. You did this or you did that. No, God doesn't treat you like that. So don't treat others like that, or he will take vengeance.